Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Nothing is as serious this morning than the royal baby watch. You're all over this. Could I have an update, please?
I have no further updates other than that Will and Kate knew that there were a whole bunch of royal watchers, some monarchists waiting outside already at the Lindo Wing.
Which now?
It's called the Lindo Wing. It's a private wing of the hospital.
Okay, this is that St. Mary's Hospital I read about earlier this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they sent coffee and pastries because they thought that they could do something nice for their biggest fans. And I thought that was very cute. And then the people who got the pastries started to speculate that perhaps they had been given a clue as to the sex of the baby because the boxes of pastries were tied up with pink ribbon.
Oh, of course.
There's speculation. They've started to clean the streets outside the Lindo Wing. That was yesterday. I imagine they're probably done cleaning the streets. And then we did have some reports that the sniffing dogs had started to do their rounds to make sure. But remember last time, you get me going. I'll never stop. Last time, they pulled
just
up.
Just winding her up.
They pulled up to the side door and Kate got out herself and walked in. And there was no fuss. There was no big deal. She just, like every other pregnant woman, probably felt like walking. You don't feel like laying. You feel like walking and letting gravity happen, you know. So I don't think you're not going to see them pull up in a Range Rover and, you know, roll out a red carpet for her arrival. That's just not going to happen.
What is going to happen is this London-based ice cream company, the name of which I adore.
Mm.
They're called the Lictators.
Yes.
I think it's pretty good.
Makes sense when you hear the rest of this story.
They are relaunching their breast milk flavor called Royal Baby Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Baby Gaga ice cream is back just in time for Royal Baby number 2.
Tell them what's in the ice cream.
Free range, freshly squeezed, and totally natural breast milk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right. Breast milk and Madagascan vanilla, which is the best in the world.
Oh, is it?
There's an online recipe. And you know, Farwell, I know how you love ice cream.
I do love ice cream.
And just the other day, I was digging at the bottom of my deep freezer and found I have some breast milk still in my deep freezer. And also because of our wonderful fan, Stacey Arnold, who's a big Rangers gal.
Yeah, yeah.
She gave me her ice cream maker attachment for my KitchenAid mixer to try it out.
Well, why have you not made me ice cream yet?
I'm thinking I'm going to go home today. I'm going to get my 5-year-old breast milk out of the freezer.
No, I did not say that part. I just said, please make me some ice cream.
All right. Well, I thought that we could try the Lictators. You were so enamored with it.
Well, I think it's online the play on the dictators.
It's right here.
Yeah.
No, it's a play on the lactator, actually.
Well, I like dictator better.
Oh, dear God.
What?
Like a man. Dictator. No, it's lactation. Lactator.
Come on. In England, the dictator? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who's the dictator in England?
Margaret Thatcher.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.